it is important for all women in Ghana to know that mass mobilization is not something I'm doing anymore. It is important for them to know that we just want to ensure that child development centers are well looked after. It's important for them to know that I am still sourcing funding for various projects which the international organizations have agreed to do. So with representatives from, at least those who stuck around and we are still working together, with those representatives, we have actually changed this name and we are looking at just advocacy, looking at the women who need help in their communities, and they are the ones we're going to help. We're not going to go around just doing mass mobilization for the sake of it.
It's all about single mothers who are kayaye. I see them carrying their babies, some of them breastfeeding them and carrying a load on their heads. And I'm like, what is the future like for these kids? Would you go in such a direction?
I will not pigeonhole myself into one compartment and say that I'm going to spend X amount of years or time just doing kayaye issues. There are too many people doing this kayaye thing. I think that if we could even bring all the teams together and then look at the issue of this kayaye concept holistically and look at the solutions for that, it would be better than charging in there like all the other groups are charging in to go and do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So yes, even as I think that is something that should be looked at, it's not something that I'm going to charge in head on. I'd prefer to have all the groups together. How can we augment this situation? How can we change it? That is what I would do, and that's advocacy.
You just heard the former First Lady and President of Developing Women for Mobilization, formerly known as 31st December Women's Movement, Nana Kwane-Regimen Rawlings, talking to Take.